Well, joining us for his regular chat, and that's Mr. Ken Bates. Morning, KB.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very well. The sun is shining. All's well with the world. FTSE index it up again.
Yeah, it's a pretty beautiful day out there today. There's no doubt about that. Let's start. There's lots to go through, KB. Let's start with Leeds United. Big news off the field. Andrea Radrazzani has taken over as the Leeds United owner, now the chairman. Massimo Cellino has left the club. Let's get your thoughts on that, first of all.
Well, I think, Massimo did his best, but he's his poor mastery of English and total lack of knowledge about the English game, I think, made it very hard work for him. And I suspect he didn't get the best advice from some quarters. But now we have a fellow Italian, but he's very rich. I think he's made over £600 million on the sale of one of his businesses. So, and he's moved very... I knew some months ago that he had a deal with Massimo that if they didn't get promotion or in the playoffs, then he had an option to buy. Massimo is up 50%, and which he has exercised the option and done it. He has extended Monk's contract, and now yesterday afternoon they signed Vieira, the 18-year-old, a long-term contract, which is an academy product, so it's a good sign. And first bit of positive, really undiluted, pleasurable news to my brother for some time. So I think we can all take heart from that and look forward to the future. And the great thing about it is that Monk being reappointed and confirmed in May gives him what's left of May, plus June, plus July, plus part of August before the season starts. It gives him time to think and plan, medium to long term, instead of trying to do things off the roof. And when you're buying players, my experience, you get your bargains early in the summer, not the last minute.
Yeah, it's exciting times for Leeds United, KB. And also exciting across West Yorkshire, really, because the playoff final's on Bank Holiday Monday. And Huddersfield Town, they've pretty much sold their allocation. They've sold 39,000 tickets. And I think there was looking at yesterday, there was about 500 tickets still available. So there's going to be a huge presence from West Yorkshire down at Wembley on Bank Holiday
Sounds
Monday.
A good day. Sounds a good day for burglars in Huddersfield.
Well, we hope not. We hope not. But hopefully it's a good day for Huddersfield down at Wembley, KB.
Yes, we wish them well. It's a pity Leeds aren't there instead of Huddersfield, but they're not. So at least Huddersfield's our neighbours and deadly rivals as well, I suppose. But it's nice to see hopefully a bit of pride coming back to Yorkshire, and we wish them luck.
Yeah, we do wish them luck, definitely. And we'll have updates from Wembley on Radio Yorkshire on Monday. Well, let's cast our eye over across the rest of the news, KB. And at this point, we'd usually talk a bit about the election, which is coming up. But that's been put on the back burner this week because some horrendous news that came out of Manchester with 22 people killed at the Manchester arena after a concert on Monday, KB. It was horrendous, the news that's coming out over the last few days, and quite hard to contemplate.
Well, there are two things which we're looking at, separate things we're looking at this. First of the incident, and then the future. Of the incident, I'm obviously watching TV fairly continuously, and it turns out there was little or no security. No bags being checked or anything. Now, if that is true, then there ought to be a serious investigation into that. Because if you run an event these days, you have an obligation to run it properly. So, first of all, how did it happen? Tremendous city. Manchester's a great city. And they deserve the support of everybody, the way they rally around each other, is fantastic. And so there's... The good thing about Britain is that disasters and tragedies always bring out the best best in people. We know the disaster or the tragedy, but there's always a good sign on the other side, so it's always reassuring. And London must now go about its daily business. I think it's a mistake to cancel changes of the guard. Now discussing whether the troop in the colour should go ahead, and Chelsea have just cancelled their celebration parade on Sunday. But the thing is, when you do these sort of things, the terrorists are winning. They're doing exactly what they want them to do, disrupt the daily life. And it's important, I think, that that is not allowed to continue. And more importantly, there ought to be a really serious investigation, because apparently, again, in newspapers, the police or MI5 were tipped off about this guy. They did nothing about it. So then should we inquire why that happened or why that didn't happen? But also, what we're doing, we're fighting fire with little stones, and we should be far more ruthless. And our reaction to these people, once somebody leaves England to go to the Middle East for obvious reasons, they should have their passports cancelled, if they're British, their nationality cancelled, and should be refused re-entry. They've got a British mobile phone, they should be cancelled as well, immediately. But then you've got to look at the families. You can't tell me a man did all this, and his family did nothing about it. So some form of prescription should be prescribed against them as well. If they're related to the guy, then were they aiding and abetting? And by knowing and doing nothing, they are aiding and abetting. They've committed it, you punish them. These ones, just chuck them out. Which really, to a certain extent, does move on the election and Brexit. Now, what the Brexiteers have failed to do, I find quite astonishing. They haven't commented on immigration, the result of which the Remainers and the Labour Party banging about banning people from coming in. No, at the moment, anybody, if they're born or visited in the United Economic Community, Europe, EEC, can walk into Britain without a visa, without a job, and stay and claim benefits. There's very little the government can do about it. But by leaving Europe, we can control immigration. That doesn't mean we're not going to let anybody in. We're probably welcoming people of a certain kind who have something to offer Britain to enhance Britain's wealth, prosperity, and way of life. Not people who want to come in to reduce our wealth, scrounge and live off the state, and lower our quality standard of life, the quality of living. Because the Brexiteers' failure to make that clear is allowing people to make sweeping statements, none of which have very much. For example, universities are saying they couldn't get the proper professors. Oh, who said they can't? Certain firms are saying we have shortage of valuable technicians. Well, who said so? What we don't want is Romanian gypsies camping out rough in Hyde Park, and the police doing nothing about it, coming over here, claiming benefits, and also pickpocketing, another petty theft. You don't want it. So quality, not quantity. And that should be emphasised more between now and June the 8th. Here, Ed, is the lesson for the day.
Well, KB, as ever, it's been a pleasure, and we'll chat again at the same time next week.
The old slogan in Northern Ireland used to be "Vote early, vote often."
We'll catch you next week, KB. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye.